So now in Psalm 107, the 107th Psalm, it says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever." Isn't that good?
Amen.
Amen. His mercy endures forever. Verse 2 says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy." Hallelujah. I've been redeemed. How about you? I say, I've been redeemed. Hallelujah. And I'm saying so too.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Now, I also took you to the 91st Psalm. The 91st Psalm. And it says, "Of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." And verse 2 says, "I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust." My God, in him will I trust. And you know, the word of God will keep, if we attend to the word of God, it will keep us focused, and we will not, if we attend to the word now, we will not put our trust in anything else but the word of God, because everything else is shallow. Everything else is, do you know that one day everything that's on this earth is going to be destroyed, by burn up by fire.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Everything. One day God's going to clear it all out. Glory to God. Even in out of space, God said, John said, I saw a new heaven, and not just a new heaven, but a new earth. You know what? One day God's going to get rid of everything that had to deal with sin at some point in time. Did you hear what I just said? Everything. One day is going to burn. Now, of course, we know we know that the coming of the Lord, Jesus has not returned yet, but I believe with all my heart that is very, very close. And I mean that. I believe that is very, very close. So, and I don't believe we're in the tribulation yet. Some, with all the stuff going on, some people think we are, but Jesus told us that there would be times like this. Amen. Yeah, he told us. He told us. But so we know that it's going to be at least 1,007 years before the earth burn up. Why do you say that? Well, there's 7 years of tribulation when the church will be out of here. Those that walk with the Lord, amen, will be caught up with him. There's going to be 7 years of tribulation. And then after the 7 years of tribulation, then there's going to be a Jesus Christ. This, after that, Jesus Christ is coming back to the earth. And he's not, the Bible tells us that those of us that are in Christ, Jesus is going to catch us up in the air. And when he comes the first time, he's not going to touch down. Do you remember when Jesus ascended from the Mount of Olives after his death, burial, and resurrection, and he had spent some time with the folks, and they was out at the Mount of Olives, and Jesus began to ascend into heaven, and you remember the disciples and all of them was around, and they were, you know, they was grieving because, I mean, the Savior is ascending into heaven, but there were angels around that told him, says, why are you looking at him like that? way, the same way you seeing him go, he's coming again. Yeah, the same way you seeing him go, he is coming again. Amen. So there is, listen to me, there is coming a day when Jesus will step back on, oh, King Jesus, step back onto the earth. He'll step on the Mount of Olives and it will split. Glory to God. But that is after the tribulation. So when the angel said, he's coming back in the same way that you see him go, he was not talking about the catching away of the church. Because when Jesus catches away of the church, as it's talked about in Thessalonians and in 1 Corinthians, he's coming in the air. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then those of us who are alive will be caught up together with them and we'll forever be with the Lord. Glory to God. Can I help you with something else? I'm not. Y'all know this stuff already. Y'all know this stuff already, but y'all don't mind me saying it anyway, do you? Glory to God. When he comes back to step down on the Mount of Olives, guess who coming back with him? Glory to God. He's coming back with a multitude of saints following him. And he's coming back to take care of some business. And the Bible tells us that he's going to rule and reign on the earth for 1,000 years. That's where I got that 1,000 years from. He's going to rule and reign on the earth for 1,000 years. Hallelujah. And then after that 1,000, oh, by the way, during that 1,000-year period, ain't a thing the devil can do because he'll be in the bottomless pit. And those folks that rejected Jesus, that didn't receive Jesus into their hearts, you know, they're in hell. Yes, they're in hell. And guess what? They're going to remain in hell all during the tribulation. And then they're going to remain in hell all during the 1,000-year reign. But at the end of the 1,000-year reign, there's going to be another resurrection. And that'll be for those that are not in Christ Jesus. And oh, by the way, and I didn't mean to teach on this tonight, but let me say this, and then we'll move on. But the Bible tells us after 1,000 years, Satan will be released from the pit, and guess what? He been bound up 1,000 years. Guess what? When he come out of the pit, he hadn't changed. He hadn't changed. So he's going to put together another rebellion. But he'll lose again. And this time he's not going to the bottomless pit. This time he's going to the lake of fire. The false prophets, the beast, the Antichrist, going to the lake of fire. Those that have died without Christ will stand before the white throne judgment, and they will go to the lake of fire. Wow. Aren't you glad you're saved? Can I say something to you right now? Can I say, don't walk away from the Lord. Don't walk away from the Lord. Do not walk away from the Lord. Amen. Young people, don't walk away from the Lord. Or if you don't know him, come to him. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're still here. Well, bless the Lord. Well, y'all got a little message you didn't know you were going to get. I didn't know you were going to get it either. Glory to God. Amen. All right, now let's move on forward. But verse 2 again, Psalm 91 says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. In him I will trust. Glory to God. The group sang a song just a little bit ago, but this is the air I breathe. Your holy presence within me, your holy word. Brothers and sisters, that's the reason I preach and teach the Bible, the word of God. Because when you're all by yourself and there's no one to help you, you need to have something on the inside of you that you could fall back on. You need something on the inside of you that you can stand on. When life seems hopeless, you need something to fall back on. Hallelujah. And see, that's the reason we're told all through the Bible to pay attention to the Word of God, to hear the Word of God, to receive the Word of God, to do the Word of God, because he is forever faithful. Glory to God. Now, I'm not going to do a whole lot of reviewing, but you know, there's so much going on right now, and folks, let me tell you something. Jesus prophesied it. He prophesied earthquakes. He prophesied storms. He prophesied diseases. And the world is dealing with a pandemic right now that just don't seem to want to go away. By the time you think things cooling down, all of a sudden it pop up again. But you know something? You and I still got to live. We still got, we can't lose our hope. You hear me? I say, do you hear me? We can't lose our hope. Do not, listen to me, do not allow yourself to become depressed. I want to say that again. Do not allow yourself to become depressed. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is faithful. I want to skip something. I want to turn to the 31st Psalm. You should already be at 91, so you just flip back with Psalm 31. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In Psalm 31, I want to read verse 24 to you. Now, you may already have it underlined or highlighted or whatever. If you don't, I want to encourage you to do this. It says in verse 24, this is Psalm 31, verse 24, be of good courage. You see it? I say, you see it? It says, be of good courage and he shall strengthen your heart. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. All you who hope in the Lord. You see that? Read one more time. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. All you who hope in the Lord. All of us who put our trust in the Lord. All of us who depend on the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, having read that, let's go backwards a little further to the 27th Psalm. And I know a lot of these verses you're already familiar with, but I want to read them to you. In the 27th Psalm, verse 13, and you probably already have this underlined. If not, I would encourage you to do that, both verses, 13 and 14. I would have lost heart unless I had believed. Folks, I want to tell you, sometimes there is no other hope but the Lord. Amen. We got to know who holds our future. We got to know who holds our tomorrow. And it's Jesus Christ. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would do what? In the land of the dead? In the land of the living. Glory to God. Glory to God. Why don't you read that verse? It's on the screen. I'm going to count to three, and I want you to read it from down on the inside of you. Get this on the inside of you, all right? Just look up at the screen, and I want you to read it out loud on three. One, two, three. Hallelujah. Say it again. Three.
I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Now, I want you to notice something about that verse. And I've taught and ministered on this verse a number of times. But I want you to notice something about this particular verse. He said, I would have lost heart unless I had believed. Did you get that? I said, did you get that? I would have lost heart unless I had believed. Folks, when times get tough, when things don't look like they're working out for you, don't stop believing. Amen. The Word of God. Do not stop believing God's promises. It doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter what's happening with somebody else. You stand on God's holy promise. Amen. So, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Glory to God. And then in verse 14 it says, do what? Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Hallelujah. Turn, let's go to the New Testament now. Turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. Now, I'll just pick it up at verse 9, I believe. It says, "But beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you. Yes, things that accompany salvation, though we speak in this manner." Look at verse 10. "For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister." And that, isn't that comforting to know that God does not forget our good works?
Amen.
God keeps good records. Amen. Now, I want you to look at verse 12. You know, sometimes we'll say, before I read it, I want to say this. Sometimes we'll say, "Man, you know, I've done everything I know to do. I don't know what else to do. I've obeyed what the Lord told me to do. I've studied his word. I'm standing on his word. You know, I believe God's word. I believe he told me the truth. I believe he's going to do what he says. But as I look around, nothing has changed." Now, I'm not even going to ask for a show of hands, but I'm sure somebody been there. But look at verse 12. He says, and this is, he said, "that you do not become sluggish." That's where praise come in. Do you know people struggle and sometimes wear themselves out? Hear this. They wear themselves out trying to have faith. "I'm trying to have faith. I'm trying to have faith. I'm trying to believe." You accept what he says. You speak his word after him. And then you praise his name. See, rather than struggling, we ought to be praising. "Lord, I'm trying to believe." No, stop trying and start praising for what he said he was going to do. Amen. So now, "that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those," and these are two important words right here, "imitate those who through" what? "Faith and" what else?
"Patience."
Now that word patience gives folks a lot of problems. "Well, Pastor, how long do I have to hold out until your change come? Until your change come. Until your change come." The patriarchs of old overcame because of their faith and because of their patience. I'm not going to preach on patience tonight, although I could. That's a word we don't lack, patience. I heard a guy tell me one time, he said, there's one thing I never pray for is patience. Because let me tell you something, you don't have to pray for it. God's going to teach you patience. How many of you know God don't want spoiled children? He wants children full of faith. He wants fighters, those that will fight the good fight of faith, those that will stand regardless. It doesn't matter how what things look like. They're going to stand anyhow. They're just going to stand because they believe God. You know, they see the storm, but they don't let that bother them at all. They're just going to stand because they know that God's going to keep His word to them. What your faith really says is, I have it now. It hadn't manifest, but I have my faith. I believe God, so I have it now. So you go on, praise God. You go on, praise God, and magnify the Lord. Thank the Lord for it. Praise God. Hallelujah. You still here? This is the Passion Translation of verse 12. It says, don't allow your hearts to grow dull or lose your enthusiasm. You ever lost your enthusiasm? I say, have you ever lost your enthusiasm? Amen. I'm going to finish reading this. But learn to be a believer that will rejoice all the time and not just when things are good. Amen. Learn to smile all the time, even when things are not going well. Amen. Praise God anyway, even if things look very dark. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me finish reading this. Don't allow your hearts to grow dull or lose your enthusiasm, but follow the example of those who fully receive what God has promised because their strong faith and patient endurance. So see, sometimes we think just because we see it in the Word of God, we're not going to have to endure anything. Oh, no. Your faith is going to be tried. The Bible tells us our faith is going to be tried. God is faithful to His word, but your faith is going to be tried. Satan is going to try you. But come out shining. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. All right. Now, let me back up here. I want to share this with you, and then I'm going to let you go. One of the biggest challenges I think that we're facing one of them anyway is the fighting the good fight of faith for our health. The devil wants to steal your health. God gave you your good health. Good health comes from God. Good health comes from God. Remember at the beginning of November, can you believe it's December already? But at the beginning of November, I think it was November 3rd, according to my notes, I read to you, turn to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. Glory to God. Proverbs chapter 4. And I want again to read verse 20. That's where we were. It says, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are what? They are what? They are life to those who find them, and what? what? Health to all their flesh. The Hebrew word for health here is medicine. Medicine. The word of God is medicine to all of our faith. Amen. Glory to God. So as I get ready to close this evening, I want to leave this with you. The word of God is medicine to your spirit. That's how you got saved, hearing the gospel. Right? You heard the gospel. You heard the word of God. And it changed your life. The word of God is medicine to your body. We just read that. The word of God is medicine to your body. And the word of God is medicine to your mind. It is medicine to your mind. Glory to God. Romans chapter 12, this would be my last reference. Romans chapter 12. Verse 1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed how? How? Well, what's going to transform our mind? What's going to renew our mind? The word of God. Amen. Do not be conformed to this world by the, but let me reread that. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Now, in closing, you're going to be challenged. Listen to me. Some of you are going to be challenged concerning what you believe in the Word of God. But if you will become grounded in God's Word, nothing will move you. Nothing can move you. You hear me? It doesn't matter how the word of God is twisted. When you are grounded in the word of God, you won't be moved. And as I get ready to close this, I want to say this to you. This is what, December 3rd, 1st, amen, December 1st. I don't need to, this year's gone by fast enough already, seems like it. This is December 1st, 2021. The Bible tells us in the book of Acts that it is God who set us. You are an American, those of you that are Americans, and we may have some watching the live stream that live in other countries, but you are set by God. And God wants to use you mightily. God wants to use you mightily, right where you are. Glory to God. God wants to work miracles in your life. You hear me? God wants to work miracles in your life. God is looking for you and for me to stand up in these last and evil days, stand solid on His word, that we'll be able to face anything that is contrary to what the Bible says. And be able to testify to the goodness of God and see lives change. So why are you alive December 1st, 2021? Because God wanted to set you here at this particular time to bring glory to His name. You believe that? Why weren't you born in the 1800s, 1700s, 1600s? But why were you born when you were born? Because God has a plan for you. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank You right now for Your love, for Your mercy,